Michael Huerta's nomination as FAA director is gaining rapid support. Tom Poberesny has a new job. And from prostitution to criminal mischief, it's been a bad week for TSA. This is Aero News. It's Friday, March 30th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Though he had not been on the short list of very many aviation organizations, several have publicly announced their support for the nomination of Michael Huerta to be the next administrator of the FAA. Those already in line and voicing their support of Huerta include the Aerospace Industries Association, the National Business Aircraft Association, NBAA, the Airports International Council, North America, the Aircraft Electronics Association, AEA, and the Airlines for America, A4A. All have issued statements urging Huerta's quick confirmation. President Obama announced Huerta as his choice for the post on Tuesday. Huerta has been acting director of the FAA since Randy Babbitt's resignation after his arrest for drunk driving last December. Tom Poberesny, who is chairman emeritus of the Experimental Aircraft Association, the EAA, is joining the leadership team of the Citation Jet Pilots Owner Pilot Association as vice president, CJP Events and Programs, and chairman of the 2012 CJP Convention. Poberesny has earned industry recognition through a list of accomplishments that include leading and developing EAA's Air Venture in Oshkosh, the world's premier aviation event for more than 3.5 decades. In addition, he planned and developed the EAA Aviation Center, inspired and implemented EAA Young Eagles, and invested in aviation's future through the creation of the Light Sport Aircraft Sport Pilot Initiative. Running a prostitution ring is never a good thing, but maybe even less so when your day job is with the federal government. A TSA manager at Dulles International Airport found that out when he was arrested this week on prostitution charges and fired from his job. The manager, identified as 39-year-old Bryant Germain Livingston of Manassas, Virginia, is accused of setting up motel rooms and taking money for people to have sex. On February 15th, he had rented a room at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Silver Spring, Maryland, where, following a tip from the hotel manager, police investigated and found 11 people in the room in various states of undress. One of the men found in the room told authorities that he had paid $100 to join the activities. Livingston is charged with 5 counts of prostitution. Meanwhile, a pair of TSA officers were arrested by Miami Beach police Tuesday night and charged with criminal mischief and use of a firearm while under the influence. The two men had rented a room in South Beach, and authorities said the room was trashed. At some point during the evening, one of the men fired a semi-automatic pistol through the hotel room window. Arrested were Jeffrey Piccolella, 27, and Nicholas Anthony Puccio, 25. A TSA spokesman said the two were part-time officers who were not on agency business in Miami and said in a statement, quote, TSA holds its employees to the highest professional and ethical standards. We will review the facts and take appropriate action as necessary, end quote. Hawker Beechcraft is reportedly negotiating with its major creditors in anticipation of a bankruptcy filing, according to several media sources. A Reuters report suggests that the plane maker would be given debtor-in-possession financing, allowing it to continue to operate while it sorts through the bankruptcy proceedings. The firm was hit hard by the steep decline in business jet sales as the economy tumbled. Hawker had projected a turnaround in 2010, but it has not materialized as expected. Analysts responding to the story in Reuters said the winners would be Embraer and Cessna, which would pick up any biz jet sales that might be given up by Hawker. The Redbird Skyport fleet has expanded with the addition of a new, customized Piper PA-44 Seminole. The proven twin-engine trainer will be used as part of a new experiment to test a revolutionary simulator-centric multi-engine training curriculum developed by Skyport's ProFlight Academy. The new Skyport curriculum is aimed at addressing the issues that plague multi-engine training, namely that more than 5/6 of the fatal multi-engine training accidents over the past 10 years were either known to have been caused by engine-out drills gone wrong or involve spins from altitudes that are hard to explain in any other way. When Aero News continues, if asked, could you name the world's largest airborne post office? and ANN is live next week from the 2012 AEA Convention and Trade Show.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We continue now with Aero News for Friday, March 30th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The 55th Annual Aviation Electronics Association, AEA, International Convention and Trade Show, is the largest gathering of avionics manufacturers, distributors, and government-certified repair stations in the world. It is a unique opportunity for manufacturers, distributors, technicians, and business leaders to network and shape the future of avionics together. The AEA convention opens next week in Washington, D.C., but it is not open to the public, except, of course, through ANN. We're proud to once again partner with AEA to be your eyes and ears at aviation's most innovative trade show. We'll be there filing stories daily on this AeroCast on www.aero-news.net, and most notably on Aero TV, where we'll be streaming live coverage in high definition of some of the convention's most exciting announcements and informative guests. Our live coverage will also be available on www.aea.net. Our live coverage begins next Wednesday, April 4th at 8:15 Eastern with the keynote address of retired Air Force Colonel Mark W. Tillman, former commander of the U.S. Presidential Airlift Group. The U.S. Air Force has its first female four-star general. The Senate confirmed Air Force Lieutenant General Janet Wolfenbarger for promotion last Monday. Wolfenbarger currently serves as the military deputy in the Office of the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Acquisition, and she is one of four female lieutenant generals in the Air Force. Wolfenbarger, a native of Beaver Creek, Ohio, was commissioned as a second lieutenant in 1980 after graduating in the first class with female cadets at the Air Force Academy. She also holds a graduate degree in aeronautics and astronautics from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Cambridge. She has 32 years of service and has received multiple honors, including the Distinguished Service Medal and the Legion of Merit. She will take command of the U.S. Air Force Materiel Command, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, on June 5th. Women currently make up 9.1% of the Air Force's general officer ranks. If you're keeping score, undersea explorations have now found the Titanic, the German battleship Bismarck, John Kennedy's PT-109, and Gus Grissom's Liberty Bell 7 capsule. And now Jeff Bezos, best known as the business brain behind Amazon.com, says his organization has located Apollo 11's F-1 engines on the first stage of the Saturn rocket, which boosted the first men to the moon, and he wants to undertake a recovery effort. Using deep-sea sonar, the team found the Apollo 11 engines lying 14,000 feet, nearly 3 miles down below the surface of the Atlantic Ocean. Even though they've been sitting there for over 40 years, they still belong to NASA. Bezos says if it is possible to recover more than one of the F-1 engines, he has asked the space agency if they would consider donating one to the Museum of Flight in Seattle, which is where Amazon is headquartered, by the way. He says no public funds are to be used in the salvage attempt. Fire and Ice, Hindenburg and Titanic, an innovative new exhibit opened Thursday at the Smithsonian's National Postal Museum. The exhibit brings together two marvels of transportation, Titanic and Hindenburg. Both operated as the world's largest mobile post offices. Titanic was the world's largest floating post office of its day, and Hindenburg still holds the record as the world's largest flying post office. This year, 2012, both mark anniversaries. Hindenburg burned 75 years ago, and Titanic sank 100 years ago. Exhibit highlights include a very rare piece of mail sent from Titanic and burnt mail salvaged from Hindenburg. Other items include mail, postcards, menus, photographs, keys to the Titanic's post office, and the salvaged postmark device from Hindenburg, along with other artifacts, documents, and photos never seen before. The exhibit will be open through January the 6th, 2014. That's all for this issue of Aero News. Time for us to put this Aerocast on ice and give the command, up ship, as we take off for the weekend. Thanks for coming aboard. I'm Glenn Moyer, and you're now cleared for departure.